VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are top 10 soft skills that every salesperson needs to develop further in 2022? Hi, and welcome to Sales is Easy podcast. This is a place where we demystify and simplify sales process for you to learn the new strategies and new techniques that can help you make sales truly easy. I firmly believe if you do it professionally, if you know what you're doing, it can become an easy part of your day-to-day job. But the crucial thing is we must work and develop our skills constantly, right? So what are the top soft skills we all need to, in sales to develop further in 2022? Thanks for tuning in. And my name is Alan Meyer. I'm a sales trainer, and it's going to be this year 30 years of sales experience I have. I was lucky to deliver my trainings on all six continents, and the one thing that I actually noticed is that salespeople are very educated in general. They develop their skills, they get the books and trainings on handling objections, on cold calling, on profiling customers, but rarely or less and less there are trainings on resilience in sales, how to develop the better mental grit and toughness. And also one thing I would like to put the emphasis on is soft skills for salespeople. So in today's podcast, I'll cover the first of all, of course, what are soft skills, and then I'm going to name top 10 that I firmly believe there should be developed further in this year. And then, of course, I'll focus on one in this podcast, and in upcoming podcasts, I'll focus on more soft skills like that. At the end, I'll share one special training I developed, and it costs only $19.99. So stay tuned, because it's a very intriguing, very good training in general for people, not just in sales, but anybody who wants to develop, improve their career. What are the top soft 10 soft skills we all need to work on? One little preview, it's soft skill number 7. It's about adaptability and flexibility to the situation. But let's start from beginning. So welcome to Sales is Easy podcast, and topic today is what are the top 10 soft skills you need to develop in sales to improve your career in 2022. Let's dive in. So let's get started with just a little overview. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, skill to do comes of doing. So to develop your skill to do something, it comes of doing. And having the technical skills and knowledge to successfully execute your job duties, it's only one part of being the best you can be in your job in sales. But in addition to those hard skills, we also need soft skills. And you heard about this many times before. So what are soft skills? Soft skills are those skills which allow us to effectively work with other people. Not just with your customers, not just with your managers, with your colleagues, with anybody. So no matter what your position is in sales, no matter what your organization name is or your industry even, you always work with people. Let me share one quick story. I work with the one big technological industry, techno leader in telco industry, and they always say, well, we'll deal with the biggest corporations in the world, and the first excuse is always, we have no money. And I'm joking, like, you know, here's the thing, they have money. If your company, if your account, if your customer has a 60 billion euros revenue, that's one company in Europe, 60 billion euros of revenue, and they say they have no money. What they're actually saying, we have money, we have no money for you. And this is where also another thing is, when you deal with big corporations, remember this, you're not dealing with huge corporations of the world. You deal with people who work for IBMs and Amazons and Teslas, or you name it, the big companies in the world. So you work with people and they're not dealing with your company. They're dealing with you, the person who is working for a specific company. So no matter what your position, no matter the industry, you remember this, you always work with people. And taking your time to build effective soft skills can contribute to a more efficient, more harmonious relationship, more productive workplace, as well as to your own overall job happiness and satisfaction. So the research had constantly demonstrated that when clear goals you have with what you're going to develop, then it happens more easily and rapidly. With that in mind, I actually created a training that covers all these 10 things, but it's not about this. It's all about the importance of soft skills. So what are soft skills anyway? Simply put, soft skills are your personal attributes that allows you to effectively relate to other people, your customers, your colleagues, your managers, your leaders. And these skills enhance your personal interaction and lead to greater job performance and, of course, satisfaction. But remember this, unlike hard skills, which are the technical and knowledge skill set that we bring to our work, soft skills are interpersonal and can be applied in a broad array of situations. And soft skills encompass both personality traits, such as optimism, and abilities which can be practiced, such as empathy, so much needed in the pandemic years that we all go through, right? So like all skills, soft skills, you guess it right, they can be learned. So the definition of soft skills is this. Soft skills are personal attributes that allow us to effectively relate to others. And for salespeople, these are your qualities. These are your extra things that you can build on top of your technical knowledge, that can build on top of your sales set skill of handling objections or lead generation or you name it, negotiation skills. But it allows you to effectively relate to other people. When you apply these skills in sales, it helps you build stronger relationship with your customers, with your colleagues, and you work more productively, and of course, you maximize your career prospects. Often we place the focus on our career development efforts on hard skills. Maybe it's technology skills, knowledge, product knowledge, and other skills that specifically relate to your ability to get your work-related tasks done. These are the techniques that salespeople learn. But this means we neglect to develop our soft skills. And remember this, soft skills are directly transferable to any job, any organization or industry. Even if you leave a job tomorrow, what's going to happen is you take those soft skills with you. So they are an investment that's worth making. So what are my top 10 soft skills? I firmly believe that salespeople must, and there's no option, they must develop in 2022 to be more successful. So let's start with this. First, communication, and that includes nonverbal communication. And for salespeople, one strategy is extremely hard to do. It's listening, right? And let me stop here for a quick second. Many salespeople tell me in my trainings, Alan, I'm a great listener. What they actually mean is they love to hear themselves talking, right? It's not about that. So let's dive in one more time. Number one soft skill in 2022, communication. Then teamwork. Then problem solving, then time management. Number five on my list is attitude and work ethic. Yes, it's important for salespeople as well to remind them that. Number six, adaptability and flexibility. I'll cover this in a moment. Number seven, it's a self-confidence. Yes, salespeople need to work on their self-confidence. Number eight, it's ability to learn. Number nine is networking, and it's important to network online, offline, no matter what. And number 10 is resilience. Although it's a number 10 on this list, in my mind, resilience is number one. I had tons of podcasts on this podcast, so sales is easy. Go back and search for it. I believe at least 10 different podcasts that cover how to develop resiliency when adversity hits. And also, what are the power words that we can all use when we try to develop our resiliency. Also, what are the benefits of developing persistence as a part of resiliency? and how resilient salespeople can maintain control of a situation, and why resilience is a cornerstone of your personal power, etc., etc., etc. So just please go back and check it out. Today, I would like to focus on one of those soft skills that I believe that salespeople should work more on and to be, of course, more successful in 2022. And it's all about adaptability and flexibility. So these important skills of adaptability, flexibility, people usually mistake and they think the ability to change according to the needs of situation or your willingness to compromise, this is all about it. And then basically, if you do that, then you show weakness in a boardroom when you meet with your clients, or maybe even lack of conviction. But in reality, the ability to compromise and change in response to changing situations and changing needs, basically it's a fluid situation. If your customers start changing tune, how are you following them, how you keep them, how you hold on to them, not to be able to wiggle out, to basically leave and say something that it's hard to recover from. So it's all about your ability to try to adapt to the changing situation. One quick example would be, imagine you have a customer and you have a long sales cycle, and after 2-3 months of going back and forth, everything goes well and they're ready to go to the next stage, and suddenly for 4 weeks they go dark. What are you going to do? First, of course, you're going to start panicking. If you are anything like me, you're going to start panicking. What's happening? I'm going to lose it. The competitions are taking this deal away from me, etc. But it's all about changing your approach. And that means what can I do differently? How can I create more interest in their mind to get back to me, to get back on the horse, basically, to understand what's happening? What kind of questions I can ask that talk about the value we created so far, etc. So it's not just, following your plan. Okay, I'm at stage 2, let's go to stage 3, stage 4, stage 5. It's stopping and thinking, and how can I actually respond to this changing situation? Because something changed. If customers go dark, something changed. Is it the executive decision to stop doing something? Is it they're confused, or is it a competitor talking, whispering into their ear? Whatever it is, I know change can be scary, but you if you learn how to adapt and be flexible as needed, it's an investment that's worth making. So there are many people who actually talk about good old day syndrome. They say we always done it that way. Things were better back when we were doing this or that, or before pandemic. And many people, many salespeople fall prey to the good old days syndrome, where they look back at the past, believe that everything was better. But actually, this can pose a serious obstacle to your ability to adapt to change. If you're convinced that the good old days were best, or before pandemic time was the best, well, guess what? You will not give enough time, and they will not give opportunity to new way of doing things a fair try. So that's one way of doing things. Of course, another thing is managing people. I'm not saying being a leader or executive, but managing your customers. It's not one size fit all ability. People need different things. Your customer need different things. Each customer, each person that you're dealing with in your customer account, it could be 5 or 10 different people, they have different needs. Of course, CFO has different needs than CTO or CEO, or just low manager. He needs the technical guy who needs to survive the day. He needs good technical solution. And of course, if you talk with them and you focus on business side, you will not go far. So it's all about adapting your style of communication. And that's soft skill number one. That's also I'm going to cover in the upcoming podcast. You want to meet the specific needs of the customers, of the people you are dealing with. And doesn't matter if it's a lower or upper level in the food chain. You want to demonstrate that you care for their needs and their goals and their aspirations. Yes, they have their aspirations. They want to get promoted. They want to get pat on the back. They want to fulfill their KPIs. They want to do what they're supposed to do. And you want to help them reach their goals. And of course, it's all about taking your time to understand the people you're dealing with, to ask appropriate questions. And yes, during pandemic, I encourage people to go into the empathy, to ask, hey, are you also managing little ones during this lockdown phase? Or, how the world, how did your job changed and how your team changed and other things like that. So spend a few minutes to actually invest how to manage people. Try to think what other ideas you have how to manage your customers and your prospects when the situation changes, like the world changes during pandemic, of course. But it's all about you want to demonstrate your adaptability on your sales job. For example, you should work on to be open to alternative solutions when your first suggestion doesn't go over well, right? So is it internally in your meetings or externally with your customers? So what are the alternative solutions? And of course, having willingness to take on new roles. Maybe you can assist your customers in a different way, even when they are stretched for your skills, even especially when they are stretched for your sales skills. Of course, another point, very important point during pandemic time was, and I see this as important, continuing to be important point in 2022, be willing to help others generate alternative solutions or plans, because life changes and the situation changes, and are you willing to help others to generate alternative solutions? Be willing to accept the unexpected. That's a tough one, and I still see in this year it's going to be a big one. Are you willing to accept the unexpected with Omicron, right? It changed everything. We were looking forward to nice 2022, and guess what? I'm recording this first week of 2022, and many countries in Europe and in North America, they have an extreme high number of new cases. So it changed the rule of behavior. In Canada, where I am, actually, they're gonna shut down lots of different industries simply because, you know, that something unexpected happened. And how this reflects onto your sales job? Well, are you willing to accept? That's your flexibility. Accept the unexpected. And of course, keeping your calm even when things are moving fast or stressful or going in a different direction than you expected. If you can keep your calm, that's also showing that you are controlling your emotions. And that's part of mental toughness and resilience. And one more point I'd like to make is demonstrating confidence in your ability to complete your sales job even when you had to be adaptable and flexible. When you had to adapt or flex. So demonstrating your confidence in your abilities to complete the sales job. Right? So think about these few points, and in upcoming podcast, I'll cover more soft skills that are very important in 2022 to be developed further. And but before that, please subscribe to this podcast and send me your questions, send me your comments. I'll post this on LinkedIn as well. Find me, connect with me, and send me your comments, your thoughts. What do you think it's one or two soft skills that salespeople must develop in 2022 to improve their odds in their sales job? So this is Alan Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast, and thank you for listening, and let's continue this conversation. Happy selling.
Hey, it's Tim from 50 Years of Music with 50-year-old white guys, the comedy podcast you had no idea you needed. Join Ben, Jeff, and me as we continue our musical road trip back through the years and around the globe. See, just when you thought all white guys were like Joe Rogan, you come across three educators trying to remember when we were cool.
50 Years of Music with 50-year-old white guys.
Electric Acid. Welcome to Ringside with Ray and Prince. My name is Ray Leonard Jr.
Oh, we got this chair. No, that's just my dad.
My name is Prince Daniels Jr.
Daniels again with a big hole.
On this show, we come to humanize
athletes, entertainers, business executives. We're going to see what makes them tick.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you there. Peace and power.
Electric Acid. Electric Acid.